Ich habe Angst. Ich kann das alles nicht mehr. Immer mehr wird mir und den Menschen, die ich liebe, genommen. Ich fürchte mich jeden Tag. Beim Aufstehen, beim Essen, beim Schlafen, durchgehend. Ich möchte kämpfen um meine Rechte, meine Freiheit und meine Zukunft. Aber das wird mir genommen, wenn ich darum kämpfe. Ich möchte leben, ein Leben ohne Angst, in dem ich studieren, Karriere machen und eine glückliche Familie gründen kann, ohne jeden Tag in der Angst aufzuwachen, dass meine Tochter nicht mehr nach Hause kommt. Ich möchte kämpfen um meine Rechte, meine Freiheit und meine Zukunft. Ich lebe in Afghanistan und bin eine Frau von 22 Jahren.
Women in Iran and Afghanistan, what are the first three words that come to your mind?
For these issues, there is really not a human. For the only, like, I guess, the only just working, staying home, doing nothing, and the man should do everything outside. Like, I guess, they, in my opinion, because I have a lot of friends from Iran, they said to me, yeah, a woman should stay home, you know? Doing nothing. That's really a shame of them. So
that they are suffering right at the moment because they are fighting for a bit of equal right, for freedom, for liberty, and it's sad that that situation.
Haircuts, maybe, yeah. Repression. And no rights and liberty.
So also freedom. I know it's a bit, let's fight for freedom, so it's okay. When you're like, you know, you don't have all your rights for you.
Like suppressed?
Yeah, thank you. Suppressed, thank you. Yeah.
So, because we're in Brussels and here's the EU, do you feel like they support the women in Iran and Afghanistan, like at all?
At all, I don't know. Like what I saw from like the news and so on, not that much, actually. I didn't see any like news about like even any European countries like taking a big part in it, so not that much now.
And because we're in Brussels, and here's a lot of about the EU happening, do you feel like the EU is supporting women in Iran and Afghanistan enough?
I think at first yes, but like in every situation, like even for Ukraine and all the wars and things happen, every country wants to show the support, and then the media don't show it that much, and then people don't follow, and Euro, we don't really know what happens, so I don't know how to say it, but I think at first yes, and then because it's more normalized, they don't do that much.
Okay. But do you have any experiences with women in Iran and Afghanistan?
Well, I used to be in Athens before in Greece. I used to do like volunteering for women and kids space. I've been like following a lot of cases different cases, really difficult cases. They said to me, there is no human right. The man in Iran, they don't really respect, especially the government. Which is, yeah, for example, if you have heard like few months or like 5 months ago, it was a lady, she wanted to have freedom by take off the hijab, I don't know, and it has been killed by the police. In this, about this problem, you have to understand that there is no human rights, especially in women's way, you know.
Okay.